the political question of the morning was what was going to happen with the Sinn Féin no confidence motion, which was turned into a confidence motion by the government. And would Deputy Danny Healy-Rae stay with the coalition, or would he vote effectively no confidence in this government? That was the question. The question became very relevant at around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon when in the Dáil, this happened.
When I met tractormen, lorrymen, farmers, and when they were telling me how unhappy they were, the leader of the country should have listened. And because of the fact that I believe this government have left the people of Ireland down, I will be voting no confidence in the leader of the country, and I will be tendering my resignation as a Minister of State from now. And I would ask that future governments and this government, that they would listen, that they would be kind, that they would be understanding. There are farmers that are really suffering so much at present. There are agricultural contractors that are really suffering. There are people that cried at the protests. And these were workers. These were respectable people. They're the people that I represented since the first day I started. Any day I get up, I don't mean to hurt or offend or do harm to anybody. When I canvassed in the election of 16, people said to me in Kerry, if we'll get an opportunity to go into government, will you? I said I would, if the opportunity was right and if it was good for the people of Kerry. But now the people of Kerry are telling me that they're unhappy with this government. They don't want to see me or any Healy-Rae supporting it. And that is why. And I remember my late father today, and he supported governments when things were bad and things were tough. And I asked him last night before I went to bed, I said, what should I do? And the feeling that I have is the government and the leader in particular has not listened. It's a lesson for people. Sorry, just one second. It's a lesson for people in the future. I adored being a minister in the Department of Agriculture because I felt I was able to do good and I was passionate about my job. I'm sorry, and I thank you all very, very much.
Minister Robert Troy.
Yeah, there you go. That's Deputy Michael Healy-Rae, Minister Michael Healy-Rae, announcing his resignation as a government junior minister for agriculture yesterday in the Dáil as part of his statement on the confidence motion. A confidence motion which the government went on to win by 14 votes, with both Deputy Michael, Minister Michael, and Deputy Danny Healy-Rae voting with the opposition. Former Minister now, Michael Healy-Rae, not available to come on the programme this morning. But Deputy Danny Healy-Rae is, and he's with me on the line. Danny, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to all the people of Kerry.
Can you tell me what happened yesterday from your point of view? Did you have a discussion with your brother and inform him you were intending to vote no? Or how did it play out from your point of view?
Look, Jerry, the first thing that you said there, that the government went on to win by 14 votes. I suppose that was the trouble all the time, because they had so much of a majority, they didn't have to listen. It was a different thing altogether when my father backed up Bertie Ahern. His vote was crucial to the survival every day of the government. And that was not the case, and that was the worry that I had from the very start, that they didn't have to listen to this, and politics being the nature of it is, and only a handful of votes divides. Decides whether to win the seat or not in the finish in many elections. And you see, the Taoiseach was actually playing politics with us, and we have seen in recent times there what happened. And look, what went on behind closed doors with myself and Michael, we'll leave that there. But the facts were...
But do the people of Kerry not deserve to know, Danny, how this happened? How Kerry lost the junior minister yesterday?
The people of Kerry know themselves what happened, because they were totally unhappy that the leader of the country and the Taoiseach of the country is not listening, hasn't been listening. And a lot of the things that we asked for and wanted, they were shelved. and they wouldn't listen to us and many things. Just take the Airbnbs and where they're insisting that people who own houses have to rent them out for 6 years. They are very serious matters and they're interfering with people's democratic rights. If you own a house, Jerry, if you own it or I own it, I believe I should be able to do what I like with it. And the same with you. If you build it, it is your house. And we had other options for them to deal with vacant houses and try to coax those people. There's just so many other things. But the facts are it culminated in the last couple of weeks when he only offered the people that had to pay 80 cents more for a litre of kerosene or a litre of green diesel and putting diesel into tractors and things, since it was just 1 and 2 pence a gallon. You buy a full tank of diesel that time for £25. And we never only getting 3 cents towards an extra cost of 80. I raised it on the last day before we left the Dáil that evening to come back and sort that out. And people are deeply unhappy. Carers, farmers, nurses, every walk of life was so hot and upset. And the phone was constant. And I know that was the same in my side. And people that have stood up for us constantly were telling us to get out of there, because if we couldn't get Micheál Martin to shift, they felt that he was the blame. And look, there was one very simple thing, the protest down in Whitegate, outside his door. He could have gone down and talked to him and tell him, look, that he'd go back to the cabinet table and see if he could do better. But he wouldn't even do that.
But did he not go back, Danny? Did he not go back and do better? I mean, 505 million of an extra package,
yeah,
750 million, the largest package of any government in Europe, in fact, in response to the oil crisis, as he said himself yesterday in the Dáil.
But we are, before this at all, paying the highest taxes for fuel in Ireland than any other country. The last straw broke the camel's neck, and like I said yesterday evening, some reporter asked me, they're boasting and bragging about the 750 million that they're giving out to sort every part of the country out and to sort every person out. And when one company alone got 725 million RTE to sort their problem, mismanagement out. But the people of Ireland were not mismanaging their businesses. They were working hard. These were hard-working people that went out protesting. They actually wore themselves to stand still at the different places and sacrificed whatever work they had. Many of them are still fearing they won't be able to go to work and won't be able to carry on. And yes, I know that the cost of oil is going up, Queen. But we shouldn't have been taking one extra cent off of the extra cost in tax or excise or carbon.
Okay, and that's what you feel, the taxes were too high in the first place. Let me ask you this question, Danny, and just before I ask you, I'll play you a clip of what your brother said on social media 24 hours before he resigned. This is where his mind was in terms of his intentions on the no-confidence motion.
Am I going to vote confidence in the government? I'll tell you who I'm going to vote confidence in. I'm going to vote confidence in myself, because I'm confident of the work that I'm doing for people in Kerry. I'm deeply committed to the people of Kerry. I'm deeply committed to being your servant, to do my best for you at all times. And I'm going to do that from within government, from the position that I'm in. And the last time that I was canvassing looking for votes in Kerry, people said to me, you've been in opposition for a long time. To deliver more meaningful to us, you should go into government. Well, I did that. And I'm glad I went in, because I'm delivering on roads, I'm delivering on housing, I'm delivering in health. They're going to be building inside in the hospital in Tralee for the next 7 years. And I played a very active part in every part of that. And I'm going to continue doing it.
Okay, that's what Michael Healy-Way said 24 hours, 48 hours ago now, Danny, 24 hours before he resigned. My question is, what changed? Was it your decision to vote no that changed it for him, that he had to then vote no?
Look, I didn't influence him one way or the other. And the question that you're asking me, I think it'd be more fairer to ask Michael that.
No, I understand that, and we will, in fairness, Danny, but the reason I'm asking you, just so I can make it clear, the reason I'm asking you is because Minister Norma Foley went on national radio this morning, and already there were intimations coming out from within government circles this time yesterday morning about this, but she confirmed it, and she said the arrangement was, everybody knows, common political knowledge, that the Healy Rays were a two-for-one deal. It was two votes or nothing. And if one was gone, that was the end of the arrangement. That's why I'm asking you about your vote and the effect it had on Michael.
The people had the same effect, I would suspect, on Michael as they had on me. And he gave his answer yesterday. And you can, if you want to go deeper into that. But whatever discussions that were had behind closed doors, and I'm leaving them there with the...
So you're saying that your vote had no impact on his decision that Norma Foley is wrong with that two-for-one deal arrangement with the coalition?
We voted at the same time.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying the fact that you were going to vote no meant he had to vote no under the terms of the deal he had with Micheál Martin.
I put no pressure in the world on him. But
Did you talk to him yesterday?
I told him that whatever discussions we had, they're sitting behind closed doors, and I didn't influence him, and that's that. But he gave his own reasons there, and that's the very same reason I have, that we couldn't influence government and do the things that we wanted him to do, and we weren't happy, and I. The small things that we ask for, and to even talk to people, to turn four people away from the west of Ireland, they came outside the door in Dalry, and they wouldn't be left in to talk to them. And the things that they wanted to talk about are still not addressed any package. And that's true about it. Any construction that's going on is run by green diesel. And there's no package for them. You can check it out. There's several other things that there's nothing in. And people were crying, grown people crying and on the phone and medias and talking to us. And we are working for the people. I'm working for the people. I have an office and just going full belt every day. My son and daughter are in Kerry County Council, and we're proud to be serving the people. But we have to listen to the people, and that's where government fall down. They don't listen. We are listening to the people, and we're on the road again today to go working for people.
Yeah.
And that's what I'll keep doing as long as I'm elected
In opposition, though, what do you say to people, Danny, who say that this is a letdown for the people of Kerry, that you've handed back a junior ministry? Michael was talking in the video there about all the work that he'd done and ye'd done for roads, for the hospital, delivering from within government for the people of Kerry. He said, and Michael Healy Ray said at the start, that his word was his bond, that the Healy Ray supporting government would go all the way in order to deliver for Kerry. That's all up in smoke now, and ye can't do much now from opposition. You've given up the chance to influence things from power within government.
Look, Jerry, we've been at it for 50 years and or more now, and we'll continue working for the people of Kerry to the optimum. And like I said to you at the start, if they needed our votes, and I'd say when you were talking to me when we did go in, the trouble that I had at that time is that that they wouldn't listen to us and they'd forget about us, because I remember my father on the phone above in the yard in the farm, and he had to tell him, if you don't give me this such a thing, I'm not going up to vote for you. And you see, you couldn't do things like that when they have several others, and they didn't need us at all. And we're trying our best for the people of Kerry. We went into government and we tried it because people did ask us. But when a majority of people, so many people were hurt and hurting, and they're still hurting. and tell you to, not to support Micheál Martin. That's what we decided to do.
But are you giving up the chance to have a real influence now? If there's a new package down the line, in 6 months' time, if the trouble is still there, the budget, for instance, you'll have no chance to have any influence in the budget for Kerry now because of what was given up yesterday.
You could say that, but we've had an influence at ourselves because we won't keep our tongues in our pocket. And we stay talking for the people. We stay agitated for the people. We stay fighting for them, whether it's for hospitals or health, whether it's for the employers that are employing people, whether it's for the workers or whoever they are. We'll always do our best for them. We'll answer the phone, and we are available, and we're available again today. Mm. And yes, you could say that that maybe you'll get more. Sometimes you would, and at the way they're going on now, you wouldn't. I'm out of my mind, and many people are as well, over the last 40 minutes that was given to Ukraine at a time when people were looking for a couple of cents here at home, and they were regretting. And look, I said to you there, there was 725 million given to RTE.
Yeah, things you were unhappy with. Let me put this point to you, Danny, though. What do you say to your political opponents who are saying, look, this was never going to work. The Healy Rays are opposition politicians and that's it. When you go into government, you have to govern in the good times and the bad times. You have to be able to stand the pressure and the difficult, unpopular decisions when they're made, which is what it takes to run a country, as I said, in good times and in bad. And they're saying, here's the Healy Rays. The first real time, real pressure came on, they ran from the hills to save their seats. What's your response to that?
I'm very able to deal with and defend myself from my political rivals. And what I say to you, Jerry, here today, a lot of the backbenchers that came out and supported Micheál Martin yesterday, they are hurting deeper, deep as well, because
They're holding the line, Danny. They're holding the line because that's what it takes to run a country, is the argument. Ye ran.
They're doing what they're being told from on high. Like the morning a couple of weeks ago when we came in, it was on the agenda that we were to be part of a 90 billion loan to Ukraine. 80 of them came in and voted, and they didn't know how much they were voting for. When I didn't know how much I was voting for, I didn't vote at all, Jerry. Regardless of what I was being told or what I was being asked. They were the differences of being an independent and having your own mind to make up and to be able to listen to the people. Because you have to listen to the people. They are our masters. They have the biro inside the booth when they're going to vote. And if you don't listen to people, if you don't talk up for people, you might as well not be there at all.
Was this about saving your seat, Danny? Rather than the tough decisions for the country? Was this you were worried your base was fracturing, you were getting a lot of criticism, and that's why you made the decision?
I say to you, Jerry, if you're just being there for a number, as a number to do what the leader tells you, I don't think that you're doing what you should be doing for the people of the country, of the county, of the constituency that elected you. They're our bosses, and not be told. We must give 90 billion now. We're in no war. We're in no goddamn war. And that 90 billion...
Well, that's a question, Danny, for the European Union and our European partners, surely, who are on the borders of Russia and they have real concerns about their own security. But that's maybe a debate for another day. Danny, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks very much for giving us your time this morning.
And thanks, as always, to the people of Kerry. And we're glad to take their advice and do what they tell us.
Okay, all right, that's Deputy Danny Healy with us on the line. If you have a view on what he had to say about what happened, the nature of why it happened, not willing to divulge what happened between himself and his brother Michael Healy-Rae yesterday in terms of discussions and intentions to vote and where things stand now. Give us your views. They go into opposition. The government will be looking to replace the junior minister of agriculture with somebody else, as they're damaged now from losing two coalition partners. We'll be talking to Minister Norma Foley next. We're going to talk about it from the government's point of view now by hearing from Minister for Children and Kerry TD for Fianna Fáil, Norma Foley. Minister Foley, good morning to you and thanks very much for talking to me on the programme. Can I first, I suppose, get your reaction to the vote of confidence motion yesterday and the feeling from the resignation of Michael Healy-Rae and the defection of Danny Healy-Rae that the government is less stable, less able to hold the course and is badly damaged now, in fact, after the last week?
Look, Gerry, you know, I would always regret when anybody would walk away from a commitment that was given. But in terms of the vote of confidence, there was a vote of confidence in the Dáil last night. Government won that vote of confidence by a majority of 14. So that's an endorsement from Dáil Éireann. Just in terms of Michael and Denny, look, I want to say sincerely, you know, I sought Michael out last night. I took the opportunity to shake hands with him, to wish him well. I had met Danny earlier and I do wish them both well. I've known the Healy-Rae family through my time in Kerry County Council and indeed in Leinster House. And I could say honestly that there's never been a crossword personally between us. And, you know, I they've made their decision. That's their decision. I also feel that it's an honour to serve the people of Kerry at Cabinet, to serve the country at Cabinet. I'll continue to do that. You know, these are challenging times for everyone, times of enormous stress and challenge for every single person in the country. We are in a global crisis, a time of international uncertainty. There's significant work being done by government to lead us through these uncertain times. So, as I say, I am surprised, I suppose, maybe by the actions that have been taken by Michael and Danny. In particular, you know, you referenced it yourself, Michael has, you know, just 24 hours previously endorsed the €755 million package that has been provided by government, you know, said that he would be voting confidence in the government and said, in effect, he'd be voting confidence in himself by doing that. So, look, they've made their decision. I wish them both well in their decision, but I'll continue to serve the people of Kerry at Cabinet and indeed the country
at
Cabinet.
Is it not the case, though, that from that time, the feedback he got from his supporters, particularly in this county, was that they're very angry and very upset, and that they feel that the leadership of your party, your government, are not listening to them. Too little, too late, should have listened, should have reacted quicker, and that you're out of touch with the ordinary people. And that's why he left.
Look, I absolutely know, as I've said, that this is a time of enormous stress and challenge for everyone. You know, there's been a series of geopolitical shocks right across the world, as we know, and that it has absolutely impacted people's earnings. It's impacted their spending power, the weekly shop, clothing prices, cost at the pump, everything has been impacted. And because of that, government did intervene a short few weeks ago with the €250 million package, followed up by the €550 million or whatever. So over €755 million has been put on the table. But, you know, I understand that those millions and millions mean nothing unless they are delivering something in particular on the ground to, you know, to people as they go about their lives. So it does mean, you know, cumulatively that there's a 27% cut on the petrol, 32% on diesel. And indeed, in terms of green diesel, because of the €100 million package, it's 27.4% of a cut there as well. And it's also meant that there's been a significant package for farmers, for fishers, through the fuel support scheme, an enhanced scheme for haulage operators and coach operators, the local link services, school transport, and as I said, at the pump. And, you know, people will say, you know, what's in it for me and why the money to, we'll say, farming and fishers and all that? Because they're producing the food and the food has to be delivered by the hauliers. And if we don't have food on the shelves, if we have food inflation, well, then the country suffers. So, The package of 755 million euro is significant, and you referenced it yourself. It's the single highest package right across Europe. It's a recognition that people are challenged, people are suffering, and I know that. But in times of crisis and in times of difficulty, you have to lead. Government leads. The country needs security of steady leadership. What do we do if we have no government in this time of global crisis? You have to step up to the plate in times of international crisis, and I'm happy to do that on behalf of the people of Kerry at Cabinet, and indeed on behalf of the country at Cabinet.
Okay, you referenced this already, I think, in the media this morning, but it's your understanding that the arrangement between the Healy Rays and the coalition was it was two for one. If one of them bolted for a door or left, then the other one would have to go. It wouldn't be tenable. In other words, when Danny Healy Ray wasn't voting with the government yesterday, that Michael Ray, Healy Ray almost had to say, well, I can't vote either. I'm voting no confidence. Is that your understanding of what happened? Well, or what the arrangement was at least?
Yeah. But sure, Gerry, that's not just my understanding. That's everybody's understanding. That was common knowledge, you know, that, you know, when the arrangement with the Healy Ray brothers was announced, it was announced that both were supporting government. Full stop. That was it. Everybody knows that. That's common knowledge in the political world, as it were. So the two of them were supporting government. That's it. That was the arrangement at the time. That was, and I absolutely appreciate, you know, I think the phrase that was used at the time, that my word is my bond, and the two would be supporting government. That was taken and respected at the time, and for their own reasons, and I don't disagree with anybody making their own individual decision. They made a different decision yesterday, and as I said, I wish them both personally
They've let down Kerry, as some are saying, by giving up a junior ministry and influence a government?
Well, look, I do believe it's an honour to serve the people of Kerry at Cabinet. It's an honour to serve the people of Kerry in government. These are difficult times. If it were easy, well, then, you know, it would be a joy. But it's not always easy. It's not always straightforward. And in those times when it's not easy and not straightforward, you have to step up to the plate. I'm happy to do that every single day. And to the forefront of my mind are the people of Kerry that I serve and the country that I serve. I'll step up to the plate every single day to do what can be difficult, to do what can be hard, but to do what it takes to deliver leadership to the country.
Are you sure you're still doing the right thing now, though? Are you sure you're still doing the right thing now? After all that's happened, after the level of anger that's out there, I'm hearing that backbenchers are getting it in the teeth from their constituents. People are absolutely raging. And notwithstanding the international element of this, the fact is that Danny Healy said, we already were a high-tax fuel economy. We're hugely dependent on imported fertiliser. We have set up our system to be dependent on fossil fuels. So we're massively exposed to international problems when they come through, that we haven't organised ourselves properly to insulate ourselves from these things, and that the high prices keep on coming. Insurance, health insurance, home insurance, motor insurance, cost of things in the shops, they've stayed high. They haven't retreated from the highs that they were at. Inflation might have calmed down, but people are absolutely fed up, and they're fed up of the government not doing enough about it. Are you still convinced you're on the right track? Because a lot of people aren't.
I absolutely accept that people are enormously stressed at this time. I meet people every single day, you know, but I do want to say that what's really important here is, you know, and you've spoken about, you know, the you know, internationally and it being local and everything else, but we are impacted by what happens internationally. It does have an impact.
Yeah, but it's coming on top of everything else is the point. As Danny Healy, the straw that broke the camel's back for people is yet another hit coming internationally, but there's already been domestic conditions here that aren't being dealt with by the government, and I haven't even mentioned the cost of rent and housing.
But the domestic is impacted by the international, but notwithstanding that, you reference about, you know, fuel and fuel costs and that, and, you know, what government is making in terms of fuel. Before the package last night was announced, the supports being provided for government were costing 28 million euro a week. And that's in terms of, if you then were to look at what was coming in terms of tax on fuel, that was 4 million euro a week. So the government wasn't making anything out of it. In actual fact, as I said, they were paying out 28 million and they were taking in 4 million a week. So you know, there's an awful lot of misinformation out there. There's also the fact, I suppose, that we're looking at, and you referenced energy security, and that energy security is hugely, hugely important. And that's why we have to drive on with the LNG facility. And that's why we have to accelerate our reliance, if you like, on renewables. And it's really interesting. If you look at the month of March, almost 50% of all electricity was generated by renewables. And that's an agenda that's been pushed by this government as well. I absolutely accept that these are difficult and challenging, and people are suffering, and people are facing difficulties every single day. But because of that, as I've said, 755 million euro, the single biggest, like if you were to look at Germany, 90% less of a package put on the table by Germany to support people in this time of crisis. So the government is stepping up, but the government must also look to tomorrow and to next month and the month after it, when a budget will have to be delivered, when sufficiency of funding will have to be provided to ensure that schools remain open, hospitals remain open. So you have to, you know, be measured in your approach, intervene where you can intervene, but keep the eye to tomorrow. Who knew what was going to happen in terms of Iran? Who knew that Ukraine would happen? Who knew that COVID would happen? And all along the way, the government has provided funding to the best of its ability to ensure that there was funding for tomorrow
We're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. But Minister Moran Foley, thanks very much for taking time to talk to me in the programme this morning. On the way, we'll hear from Sinn Féin. Deputy Pat Daly of Sinn Féin is with us on the line. Deputy Daly, can I get your reaction, first of all, to the defection of the Healy-Rae brothers from government to Junior Minister and Deputy Danny Healy-Rae, now back in opposition?
Yeah, well, first of all, I suppose I want to wish Michael all the best and Denny. I think that they made the correct decision yesterday. I agree with what they have done. I think that I didn't have any confidence in the government going forward, but I haven't had confidence in them for a long time. And I think that it was inevitable that when the Healy-Rae's went in with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, that the difficulties or the challenges that they were going to face were going to arise. And in my view, this government was not going to stand up for ordinary people, and they should have known that, for example, in housing, when massive grants or tax breaks were given in the last budget to major developers who are developing apartments in Dublin as their solution to the housing crisis, that, you know, that type of decision would not swallow well with people in Kerry. And when you look at the government had in effect lied coming up to the general election, saying that the housing targets were being met, when we all know that they knew then that they weren't. And if you just compare early intervention classes in Kerry, 2 in Kerry, 22 over the border in Cork, that we were being left way behind. So I congratulate them for the decision that was made. There was a lot of anger out there then, and I think really that something obviously changed since the weekend to make Michael resign from government. And it was clear. He had a video out saying that he had confidence in himself, and there was clear indication on his social media post that he was going to support the government. There was also replies that I am told, and I've seen some of them from people, that he'd replied to emails that were sent by people in the constituency that he can't collapse the government on his own. They had a majority anyway. The package of supports would fall if the government wasn't supported. And walking, in his own words, in from what I'm being quoted, walking away would not help, and he would continue to use his position.
But I'm sure his point would be from that he then was listening to his constituents. He met many of them over the last number of days, and he saw grown men crying, as he put it himself, and realised, no, actually, I can't support this. This isn't enough, and the leadership isn't listening. I need to stand with the people of Kerry. And walk away.
True, and there was a lot of anger in the constituency. There still is, and they were the response of the government to the situation over the last month, I suppose, really was, you know, the most recent things, and about Justice Minister talking about bringing the army onto the streets, another minister attacking the media. You know, I don't think it's insignificant, Gerry, that Danny was on Radio Kerry with yourself on Monday. He let his position be known, and it was clear then that there had been a lot of, I know myself, that within government circles, that there was a lot of pressure there that the Healy Rays can't have their cake and eat it. They can't be inside and outside government. And what, you know, whatever conversation, if there was a conversation between government leaders and Michael, you know, what was something said to him about his position going forward, I don't know. That's just something that he'll have to answer himself, okay. I suppose.
Okay, stay with me on the line. I want to talk about a few more things. We have to take a quick break. We'll have more with Deputy Pat Daly after we take these. Yeah, keep your comments, views and opinions coming into us on the program. We're talking with Deputy Pat Daly about what happens now, I suppose, for government and their support. Let me ask you this, Deputy Daly. You're talking about the protest there and the government not doing enough and not listening to the people. Your Sinn Féin spokesperson for finance, Piers Doherty, has said that they stand with the fuel cost protesters, including those who are blockading critical infrastructure in relation to trying to get what they want. Owen Reedy, the head of ICTU, said yesterday there's a clear hierarchy of rights in the state. When trade unions take industrial action, we have to ballot for action, we have to wait 7 days notice. If we don't do that, we can be injuncted. It seems farmers and small business people can do whatever they want, so we're not going to tolerate that anymore. Is this the new era we're in now in terms of people blockading and protesting to get what they want, holding up the country to ransom? And does Sinn Féin support that?
Well, I first of all, I suppose I disagree with Owen Reedy's analysis of
going... He's the head of ICTU, all the trade unions in Ireland. He's viewing what he sees and says, we're not shouting loud enough, we're not being obstructionist enough. Paul Murphy, Peter Profford and Dáil yesterday, promising that organisations on the left were going to take a leaf out of the protesters' book when they wanted something, whatever the crisis may be, and they will shut down the country to get what they want. How is anyone supposed to govern when that happens?
Well, how people are supposed to govern is to communicate and engage with the people who are protesting. And someone who I was talking to yesterday said that if you go back, you know, any good leader would at least send out feelers to people, even go and meet them themselves to head it off, I mean, we could see after St. Patrick's Day, we could see that there was a serious problem here. We came back after St. Patrick's Day to the Dáil, and the fuel prices had gone up. Nothing was being done. And there was just as much anger about home heating oil and the doubling of the home heating oil, and nothing was being done about that. So anger was increasing all around. And people that I spoke to, particularly from around the East Kerry area over the last week, you know, two income families, small farmers, factory workers, you have a wife who was in the HSE and the husband working somewhere else. But nearly every single one of them was using home heating oil, and they felt that nothing was being done. And those people are struggling. People cannot afford to pay the extra bill that comes in. So if something happens to the car, they might be dealing with other financial strains, but if something extra comes in, they're not able to deal with it, and it's no wonder that they're a record.
It's about more than fuel. It's about the high costs, and when the fuel hits, then people have nothing left.
Exactly, and this is kind of a tipping point. You see, it reminds me about a bit of the water charge protests 15 odd years ago, and you know, it wasn't as much the water charges on its own. They probably wouldn't have happened if it was just for that, but it was because of the USC, which is still here. It was because of the local property tax, which is still there on people's homes, and it was the extra charge. And this incident over the last few weeks, it came to a point of, are the government dealing with it properly? The feeling on the ground in Kerry, certainly what I'm feeling, is that
they're not.
The government weren't dealing with it in the correct way. They weren't listening.
Why did you vote against cutting excess duty on petrol and diesel last night?
Well, over the last number of weeks, we have seen what the government has been not doing, in effect. They haven't been addressing, as I said, the home heating oil. We are there to challenge, as any proper opposition would do. We brought the motion to the Dáil yesterday. That was counteracted then by a motion of confidence by the government. Then, obviously, we are a party of opposition. And
so
we
you're
were
against,
opposing
yeah, you were opposing their package, not enough. You're saying, what would Sinn Féin do differently, finally? Would it be €1 billion of a package? €2 billion of a package?
Well,
€3 billion?
We brought legislation, Gerry, nearly 3 weeks ago now. We anticipated that there was going to be a problem. We called for emergency measures. We brought in, produced the legislation. In reaction to that, the government brought their first package in. Of course, they said that it had nothing to do with our legislation. Other parties of the opposition...
I'm saying, though, would you spend more? Would you try and spend your way out of this crisis?
Well, it's not just it's the lack of planning, you see. This thing should have been seen down the line. If you look around the County of Kerry, for example, the retrofitting plans, it's people who have money to spend are able to do all of that. One-third of the grants for electric vehicles, for example.
Yeah. I understand that, but I'm just asking, on this particular thing, with this crisis, aside from everything else that needs to be fixed, as you say, would Sinn Féin have spent more? And what would you say to those who say, well, you know, there's a budget to come in October, we don't know where this international crisis is going, things could get rough, cost of building materials is going up, we haven't seen the worst of this yet, and what would be left if we spend all our money today?
Well, one thing that we have been saying, and not just in the last couple of weeks, but over the last number of years, is that we wouldn't increase the already high carbon taxes on people. So yes, we wouldn't do that. All along, the government were saying that they couldn't interfere with this, and government supporters were saying they couldn't interfere with the carbon tax increases, which are due to come into place in a couple of weeks' time. Now, all of a sudden...
They've delayed them, but they're coming in.
Unfortunately, they've delayed them to the beginning of the winter, when the prices are going to rise even more and more for struggling people.
Okay, all right, Pat, we're going to have to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us and giving us your view on the programme this morning. That's Sinn Féin's Pat Daly with his view. Hi, Gerry. In my opinion, Michael Healy is a big loss to farmers. He was a great junior minister for agriculture. I understand his decision. I wish him well. I know he always does his best, says a West Kerry farmer. Okay, if you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. And with that in mind, we're going to talk to now one of the only two government-supporting TDs left in Kerry, and that is Fianna Fáil Deputy Michael Cahill. Deputy Cahill, good morning to you. First of all, what's your reaction to what has transpired over the last 24 hours?
Good morning, Gerry. Good morning to your listeners. I suppose maybe at the outset, if I could just say, look, I was disappointed with the government's response to the protests. I supported the protests, but like many others, I did not support the blocking of the refinery and our ports. And I do believe that the government could have handled it better. And I believe that the government, of which I'm a part of, will have to learn from it and have learned from it. Look, I am staying in government, Gerry. I'm focused on delivery. I'm focused on results and not headlines. I've been in politics all my life. I came into politics to try and help people, to improve our communities, improve our health services, you know, provide homes for people and better services, etc. And as difficult as things are, you know, I'd rather kind of be inside in the room rather than outside, like, you know, and I think that's how best I can deliver for the people of Kerry. I fully understand, obviously, the cost of living crisis, and I empathise with our people. Our people are struggling. It's not just the fuel crisis, it's a combination of factors, the cost of living. People find it extremely difficult to make ends meet, pay rent, pay high taxes, mortgages, housing. You know, small businesses are struggling. You know, everything has come into this, Gerry, obtaining planning permission, our health services, you know, and basically people are at the end of their collar to try and, you know, pay everyday bills and costs, and costs are continuing to rise. Look, I was elected by the people of Kerry to work on their behalf and deliver for the people of Kerry, and as a Fianna Fáil TD, and it's a 5-year term, unless, it, of course, the government collapses. And I intend to do my best during that 5-year term. And
were you surprised by Michael Healy's decision, Michael, to walk away?
I didn't see it coming, but like I was aware that Danny was going to vote against the government. And may I just say at the outset as well that a loss of a junior minister to our county is huge. It's a loss to the county. It's a loss to our people. It's a loss to the farming community because, you know, he was a minister in the Department of Agriculture, but look, to be fair about it, it was inevitable. The agreement when he entered government was, you know, crystal clear. It was, you know, two votes for one, his vote and Denny's vote. And when Denny withdrew his support, the deal then collapsed. He had no real option. It was either resign or be fired. And, you know, I don't get any great comfort out of saying this, but, you know, he did seek a commitment from government the night before, Monday night, that if he voted for the government and if Denny voted against, could he retain his ministry? And that didn't happen. And
that's your understanding of what happened. That's your understanding from your information of what happened. That he was looking to clarify that situation.
Everyone in Leicester House knows this story at this stage, and he would have stayed in government if he had got that commitment. He supported the government right up to and including.
Well, no, he's saying different to that, Michael. He's saying no. I listened to the people of Kerry that we haven't heard from yet.
At this stage, but he promoted the package. Surely we've all seen his social media on Monday evening. He supported a package of measures that he was a party to negotiating on behalf of the government. And look, it all changed when the job was gone, and he changed his vote. So, look, it's disappointing, but you know, this is the way it is. Like, you know,
what do you say to people who say he did the right thing? That this government is out of touch. Micheál Martin is not listening. Not enough was done quickly enough. People are to the pin of their collars, you said yourself, that he did the right thing by walking away, and that perhaps maybe you and other backbenchers should be considering your support.
But he walked away, Jerry, when the job was gone. He was still, if he still had the job, he'd be still in. Like, that's factual. Look, I don't care what he says, but that's the truth. But more to the point, like, and I suppose moving on from here, really, if I walked away, I'd be walking away from the people of Kerry. Please God, there'll be four more budgets. There'll possibly be mini budgets. We're in very troubling times, as we all know. I can't predict what's going to happen anywhere. But, like, my focus going forward, and I think that all backbenchers, when I say all backbenchers, I'm talking about Fianna Fáil backbenchers, will now be listened to by senior people in government and our ministers, by everyone, by the leadership.
Will lessons be learned?
I think so.
By the government.
I think I will be insisting, like my colleagues, because I've met quite a number of backbenchers in the last number of days, and I've spoken to them over the weekend and everything, like, you know, and we're going to insist, like, you know, for example, that low and middle income earners will be the focus of all budgets now going forward, like, in the taxpayer, and like, you know, the budget that we voted through for 2026 did not have them at the centre of it, and that was a big, big mistake. And look,
so they need to change. You need to change course on that front. You think from that kind of focus. Let me ask you this, Michael. There's a vacancy, a junior minister. A new one will have to be found. Would you like the job? Would you be interested in becoming junior minister for agriculture?
A junior ministry job is not what's bothering Michael Cahill at the moment. Jerry, I just want to get on with my work to try and improve services for the people of Kerry, improve the standard of living, address the cost of living crisis. They're the focus now, like, and address all the issues. Like, I'm anxious to deliver in the context of education. I've schools onto me in Killarney and Tralee and Dingle and Midkerry and down the Iveragh Peninsula. They're huge issues. There's issues everywhere. I want to improve our health service. One of the projects there I'm very interested in, I've spoken about it in the Dáil, and you've interviewed Councillor Mikey Sheehy in regards to the new oncology unit, the additional beds in UHK, like, to address the trolley crisis and the A&E crisis, and like, we have more than we have many crises. I want to deliver that project for Killarney in on the Pretty Polly site. That's that was one of my priorities when I made my maiden speech. There's huge projects that we want to deliver. I want to improve and get houses for our people. I want to ensure that our people will be able to afford to get a mortgage big enough to be able to buy or build a house. And these are all huge problems. You can't sort them from out, you know, from the outside. You can shout all you want from outside the door, like, but it's important to be on the inside, like, you know. And it's a difficult time, and it's very difficult for government supporting TDs and backbenchers and all of that. And the abuses are in this. I'm not making any excuses now, but look, please God, we'll be able to move on and have a better county and country going forward. And a general election. If I voted against the government, it was a general, and enough of others did the same. It was a general election, and we'd have instability for a number of months. It would probably be nearly October before things would get back to any bit of normality. The 505 million that we voted through
wouldn't have gone through, and there would have been instability.
Okay, actually voted against. That would be put on hold.
Okay, Michael, we're over time.
I'm hearing from farmers and bus contractors and agricultural contractors, like, they can't wait.
And that was it. Okay, Michael, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for talking to us on the phone this morning. It's Deputy Michael Cahill with his view.